teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love all that we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life's like diamond rings. The happiness.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cashflow. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with my co-host out there on the West Coast.
It's James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody.
How you doing today?
I'm stunned. I'm still stunned from a conversation I had with somebody yesterday, which I'll be happy to explain to everybody as we get moving here. I'm just in shock about somebody that I spoke to yesterday that called in or emailed in, and their story, I'll wait till we get going here.
Okay.
Because it's the most bizarre story I've ever heard of anybody that's ever had credit card debt, that it was in a complete mental meltdown lock system that cannot move or alter or change at all. It's very bizarre, but I spent about 60 minutes on the phone with her, and I think I cracked the granite. And she may be able to move forward. I don't know for sure, but it's an unusual case. It's an unusual case where somebody's self-esteem, spending habits, programming, all of those things contributed to her being in a position where she actually called up and asked about her credit card she doesn't use, rather than calling about the credit card debt she has. So she mentioned, you know, I have about 10 credit cards I don't use. Should I close them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't why she called. She wanted to talk about that, but really, she really wanted to talk about is the, even to me in a private conversation, have a conversation about 15, 20 grand of credit card debt was, it was, extremely, extremely personal and embarrassing for this person. That's how far and deep this thing goes.
Yeah.
For people, it's not just about the money, or the lack thereof.
Yeah, it's and I'm running into that more and more, and I hope, James, that we're adequately explaining to people that look, you played the game, you're on the losing end. This is like going to Vegas. You know, there's a reason why casinos don't go out of business, and
right,
that's because
exactly.
The odds are with the house, and they always will be.
It's designed for you to lose, but everybody shows up.
That's right. And every once in a while, you'll get lucky, and you'll roll the dice, or you'll pull a one-armed banded handle, and you'll hit it. Mm-hmm. But the house makes the rules. They know what the odds are. And there are games of chance you can go into Vegas and play that you've got better odds, but the odds are still with the house. And people... They can't shift out of that, James. That they can't shift out of that, what I call the Vegas let's roll 'em mentality.
Yeah, it's all about tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll pay for it tomorrow.
Oh,
it'll happen tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So people are sitting in their still states, but their finances are projections of what they may or may not be able to do tomorrow. And this particular person I was talking to didn't even think she could make less than $500. To contribute to her survival, basically. I mean, this person is like a complete, total media casualty.
Mm.
And it had to do with a lot of different other things.
And that's part of our job as well as deprogramming.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take the break, folks. The cash flow will continue after the short break. John Statmiller and James Martinez. And we'll take your calls today as well. I want to hear from you out there, 800-313-9443. Take the break and be right back at you.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's program, the National Intel Report, the other program that I do, I had a gentleman up by the name of Mr. Richard Pence, and this guy sent me, it's one of these little repositories of self-taught knowledge out there, and he sent me some stuff, and folks, when we do any programming on this network, and this one included, it's not hype. It's giving you the straight skinny and giving them straight poop. And for a lot of people out there, and James, this goes back to what you were saying a little bit earlier about being in that matrix and not being able to shift your thought a few degrees to take a look and take a different perspective at your condition.
Just imagine doing it. That's all.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that. Nothing more. Just start with that first.
Yeah. And that has been the biggest... That has been the biggest problem for people because this is what they have been accustomed to their entire lives.
Correct.
It is like almost taking your first breath. You're set on this course of being programmed of this is how we do business. This is the way things are. And people have adapted to that. They have become to recognize that as the way to do things. And by jingo, I'm going to keep doing them that way because that's all that I know.
Right. Mm-hmm. You eloquently stated it as the Shawshank Syndrome. That's precisely what I was speaking to yesterday. The door was opened, and I wasn't even telling him to walk through the door. I was just saying, well, just suppose you're in this prison and the door opens, and I'm saying, hey, okay, it's safe. Go on out. I'll even go with you. I'll go walk out the door with you. I'll come into the prison and walk out the door with you out the door. And I was basically psychologically pulling this person's hand, and they wanted to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how scared they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then subsequently after that, I went over for a friend's house for dinner, and I'm watching the commercials, and here comes another one. DirecTV, which I think – I don't know if they have it out there, but out here it's just like programming for all the stations and everything. It's DirecTV.
Sure.
They're basically now want you to get the DirecTV Visa card because there are things that you can get with that that, quote, money just can't buy, end quote. And, of course, they show all the flashy stuff on there. You need this. You need this. You should be having this. Why aren't you living like this? Da, 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 da. And I looked at that, and, okay, now that – I mean, this may have been out for a while, but I'm like, so television programming is now getting in on the deal too.
Well, and
making an added interest in all of those stuff as well.
Well, it's a natural marriage, is it not?
Right, exactly. Absolutely.
We were talking about the Visa commercials they're doing that when you use cash, you're just going to bollocks everything up.
Right.
I was watching a segment. It was actually by the NFL, and it was on one of the players. I think it was the Indianapolis Colts or something. I mean, one of these guys, and I don't want to go into an argument here on the air with people about, football and, its social attractions or distractions, however you want to look at it. I'm a football fan in as much that I love my Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. The biggest losers on the face of this earth. They have not won a championship since I was 4 years old.
Here we go.
In 1957, they won a championship.
Whoa.
But part of being a fan of anything is in enjoying the game itself, and whether you're playing pool or you're playing ping pong with your buddy or whatever, it's the natural competitiveness in us that I think draws some good things out. Now, I'm not advocating that, and I know sports fanatics. I mean, where do you think fan came from? That was the a sports fan is a fanatic. That's where that comes from. And I know people that they can tell you what the world championship volleyball scores were. They can tell you the batting averages of everybody that plays in the majors in baseball, football. They can I have these people. They need a life. Right. It's one thing to be have something as an entertainment, but it's another thing to have it as a religion. And,
yeah.
and a lot of people are into sports, but, for years and years and years, you're into ball worshiping, huh? No, and I'm not into gladiatorial games either. But I like the competition that football has. And I've been a Detroit Lion fan for 30 years. And I'm not one of these fly-by-night guys. This team's doing pretty good. Well, I like that guy. He used to play for my team. And, well, I'll just switch because it's a winner. No, I've got this penchant for rooting for the underdog, and I've been doing it for 30 years. So, maybe the rest, and I just hope the Detroit Lions win a Super Bowl before the Depression hits or something like that. At any rate.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, it's just one of those little rabbit holes. But anyhow, I did a program on the money and how we have come to this point, and it affects everything, folks. If you do not understand what has happened to our form of government and the way it thinks and the way they do business, well, then you're missing a large part of this. And as the months and hopefully years roll on with this, the people that are going to be listening to this program nationwide, and James, I hear we're getting closer on our quest here.
Yes, we're getting closer, and probably sometime next week, maybe this week actually, I would know where that stands.
Okay, well that's good, because I'll tell you what, this program, is going to be like nothing that mainstream has heard out there. You know, and I mentioned yesterday about people that are doing sort of programming on finances.
The fake finance.
The fake finance, you know, I mean.
Right.
That will give you advice on your color code or color scheme, rather, on your house if you're trying to put it on the market and sell it. You know, and that's all fine and dandy. I'm not going to help you pick your colors here. What we're going to do is hopefully you can glean information out of this that will fit with your model of thinking to open up your mind a little bit to hear the rest of the message. That's what we're hoping for. And I think it's probably what I've been born and bred to do. you weren't ever a radio guy per se. You were into like acting and
but I was always into behavior modification though. Being better than you were yesterday, taking on acting, all of that stuff is basically. I mean, I'm interested in the psychological issues with film, TV, in terms of what it does to society, and how, I mean. I know Hollywood inside and out completely, and the reason I got into this is because I just couldn't walk around knowing this was going on. That's number one. Number two, I got into my own problems with the banks, and they were very abusive, and I decided, well, don't get mad, get even, and I cost them probably $30 million over the last 5 or 6 years, and I wanted to make a stand and change the whole thing, and that would be one of my missions for this life, is to do this, actually.
And you know, it's funny you should say that, because communications is a very important thing. You know, I've likened this to making people understand your way of thinking. It's kind of like puzzle building, I guess, that you can give them the framework of what you're talking about. But you can't be there to help them place every single piece into this puzzle so they get the entire picture. In anything in life, folks, that is worth going after, anything that is worth doing, it is going to take concentration. It's going to take a little effort on your part. But once you apply yourself, first of all, I've got to recognize that there's a need to do this. And then once you understand, as you said, James, I just need to consider it. Let me first just stop for a second and tell myself I'm going to consider what they're talking about. Once you've done that, then you've kind of cracked that door open a little bit, and then eventually you'll be able to walk through it.
Right. And absolutely.
And that's what we are basically here to do. I mean, and suffice it to say, James, it is not just, and the ramifications of this on people's lives, it's not going to be just about you out there saving a few bucks because, well, you've learned of credit card fraud and how you got trapped into it. You know, anybody can tell you how you cut your foot on a piece of glass on a beach. You know, there was a glass, you stepped on it, and there's the cut, and that's the way that happened. It's not that simple. There's intricacies to this that you have to understand, but you've said it repeatedly, and I'm glad that you're doing it. It's the psychological conditioning behind this.
Yes,
you know,
that is right.
And
this is this program is a transmission. We are opening up new avenues for you to think, and new possibilities, and new answers to problems that have plagued all of you for a long time.
And
that's part of it.
And heretofore, you didn't think it was that much of a burden until a few little pieces of this puzzle have dropped out, and now you have less and less options. But still, you're of the same mindset when things are humming along just fine and you were able to make your credit card payments and be the good consumer that you are, going out there and mortgaging your future for that widget that you were going to buy today. You know, that was all fine and dandy, all things being equal, everything rolling around just fine. Yeah, people were content with that. They didn't know that there was a better way. They didn't remember the advice of their father telling them that, you know, if you don't have cash to pay for it up front, you may not need it at all. And we have become this Madison Avenue creation that we are told that the guy with the most toys at the end of his life wins. You know, I was brought up before about them doing a story on an Indianapolis player. Here's a guy that's going out and buying diamond necklaces and stuff, and that's his entire life. That and football. Playing football and buying stuff. Stuff he doesn't need. But since he's in that cash flow, he's got that big money, this is how he's supposed to act. Really? I would have been taking all that money instead of buying diamonds. I would have been buying gold. At any rate,
exactly.
We'll take the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You know, I could do 3 hours on this subject matter alone, James.
I know I was talking about that guy this morning. I said, an hour, I'm just getting warmed up, basically.
Yeah. Creating money, who creates it? And what limits the amount of money banks can create? And as we all know, and it's been broken down simplistically, but generally it is 100% accurate, that when you make a deposit, the banks can loan up to 10 times that amount. Now, by law, they're supposed to have these liabilities and enough currency on hand to redeem whatever amounts the holders of the deposits want to convert into currency. In other words, okay, you've got your little checkbook, you look at your balance, you should be able, no matter what your balance is, on any given day, walk into a bank and take out that full amount. Mm-hmm. Now, that may work in some banks, maybe with 50 or 100 or maybe even 1,000, maybe 10,000 customers. But if they've got 100,000 customers and they can only cough up the cash for 10,000 of their customers, I'd say there's a little shortfall someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And now it started with the goldsmiths, and people don't even understand where banking and the practices came from. It started with goldsmiths. As early bankers, they initially provided safekeeping services. In other words, they had the vaults or the depository there, and you go dump your gold and silver, and they would keep an eye on it. That would be your money. And they were making a profit from the vault storage fees for gold coins and those who deposit them. That sounds like a fair deal. People would redeem their deposit receipts whenever they needed gold or coins to purchase something and physically take the gold coins to the seller, who in turn would deposit them for safekeeping. So it was kind of like a round-robin deal. You would withdraw it, give it to somebody, they would take it, and they would deposit it back in the bank. Sounds like a fair deal to me. Well, everybody soon found out it was easy and simpler to use the deposit receipts directly as a means of payment. Now, these receipts, which became known as notes, were acceptable as money, since whoever held them could go to the banker and exchange them for metallic currency or money. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Then came the greed factor. Then the bankers discovered that they could make loans merely by giving their promises to pay or banknotes to borrowers. This is when they got in the business of loaning money. Now, in this way, banks could begin to create that money. More notes could be issued than the gold and coin on hand, because only a portion of the notes outstanding would be presented for payment at any one time. In other words, there was no reason for people to go to the bank all at once and say, you know, I want my gold and silver out of my account and I want it right now. People were using it as a safe repository. And then they were using those receipts or those notes as exchange. It was easier carrying around than, and let's face it, gold and silver is a little bit weighty. So if you wanted to carry a couple thousand bucks in gold in your pocket, and when gold used to be priced at $35 an ounce, well, you could see there'd be a little problem.
Right.
So they used these receipts more and more. Now, that's where they came in and said, well, look, we've got this gold and silver that people aren't showing up to take out of their accounts. So we're going to start loaning this out. And we're going to make loans to people, and we'll charge them a percentage for the use of that money. It's not their money. It's somebody else's money.
Right.
Okay?
What a clever trick.
I mean, it's the opium deal. OPM, yeah. Other people's money. Mm-hmm. And more people will be just lining up to work off of your sweat and your whatever. And they do it in the most creative ways. But in this particular case, they were taking people's deposits and they were making loans. Well, it didn't take too long for them to figure out, well, wait a minute here. Nobody's questioning what we have on hand, what we have on deposits. So we're going to start loaning money. And now we're to the point where we can loan up to 10 times the amount of money that is actually deposited at our bank. Now, again, it's like credit card debt, folks. As you're rolling along, hey, no big problems. There's no crunches. There's no panics. There's no nothing. Everybody's happy.
It's except like the beginning of a disease.
Yeah.
You have the disease and you don't even know it yet, because the symptoms haven't been coming up.
That's right. Well, the symptoms start showing up when the banking practices go a little bit astray and people start to lose their confidence in these bankers' abilities to cover their own banking butts, let's say. And that is the problem that's going on in England still. This is the problem that's going on in America, and it's only going to get worse. And people have to understand, and the bankers will be the first one to tell you, what makes this system run? Well, it's the people's faith in credit.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pay it tomorrow.
Pay it. No big deal, man. You want to take a vacation? You want to go to Greece? It's going to cost you $5,000. You're going to stay in a nice hotel? Well, you know, you may not have the money this year, but you know you're going to be
charge
able
to. Charge it. Just charge it.
Just charge the damn thing.
That's why we got the card.
Enjoy life.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy life. Yeah. Except when that little juggernaut starts to hit bumps in the roads and starts to veer off course and starts to slow down. This is the fears of the fractionalized reserve banking. And as I said, heretofore, all things being equal, it serves them pretty well. It serves you well because you're caught up in this, well, you know, this I got to come up with a term for it. You're caught up in the idea that you can live for today. Forget about tomorrow. You can live for today, enjoy it. No problem. This is the American dream that you're realizing here. Why the hell aren't you living it? Go out there and charge
a
bunch.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Well.
Got it.
Yep. That's what are people doing today? Right, well, they got a few bumps in the road and they're going, whoa, wait a minute here. And now they're starting to learn how the money system works and how they've been a victim of that money game. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
+800-313-9443. I know there's some people out there got some questions on credit card balances and whatever. And, folks, this program is here for you, so take advantage of it.
Also, everybody that's seen that Visa commercial, if you see it again, now I want you to, when you're watching it, watch the actors in the background. Look how the director has asked those people in the background to walk. You'll notice that they're going in a direction, and it's like they're robots. So they're heading towards something, which is to spend. And if you look at all the people in that particular commercial, now you got to understand, everybody, these commercials, they don't just shoot them real fast and put them up. They spend millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to put it up at a certain time, at a certain moment, in a certain way, with certain actors and certain directors and certain messages and certain programming. So when you watch those actors, look at them. They want to digitize your consciousness so you become that slave and you need them. In fact, you have to have it. And of course, in the, in that commercial, the guy comes up with cash and is almost reprimanded for it. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the matter with you? Mm-hmm. So when people are, you know, through the day or whatever, they see that, take a closer look. That's you. That's you.
That's right. It is a true representation. By the way, the difference, and I want to make this clear, the difference between banks and banking credit card companies, and if you notice, James, it is the banks. Do we have any straight-up credit card companies out there, just credit card companies, not associated with banks at all?
I don't know for sure. They always associate themselves with something, always.
Okay.
So, most of the time.
Yeah, the difference between the banks and the credit card companies, and as I said, most of them, this is like a spin-off of a major bank, and they'll get into credit services. Well, the difference between a credit card policy and banking policy is somewhat different. And I described the fractionalized reserve banking and how they're able to loan up to 10 times the amount they actually have in deposit. That adds to the devaluation of currency. But the difference between the credit card companies are that when you deal with their little satellite company that makes them so much money, they're not putting up anything at all. They're putting
ever.
Up ever, nothing, zero, right. Zilch. There's nothing there. What you're doing is creating the credit by your signature. They bring nothing to the table. They have nothing in reserve. They've got no money to speak of. They're just a conduit for, I don't want to use the term your greed, but for your wishful thinking. And they're there
It's a post-hypnotic suggestion that they're offering you something.
That's right.
When they're not offering you anything. They're asking you, will you be my slave?
That's right.
It might be a good idea. Might be a good idea. You could get some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you won't be able to ever pay it off, but you can get some stuff.
Well, and Alan Greenspan came out today and said, when Alan speaks, it's like the old E.F. Hutton commercials. When Alan speaks, people listen. Mm-hmm. Well, he said there's about a 50-50 chance that we'll go into recession.
I like it. He says 50-50, which means basically yes.
Yeah.
Why would he even say that?
Exactly. I mean, nobody that represents banking interest are going to come out and say kind of, sort of, maybe. Yeah, it's a coin toss. It's a 50-50. That's not what they're paid to do. They're there to keep the dog and pony show going, put the happy face on it, give it a face of stability and rock solidness. Now, what could be more rock solid than a bank? I mean, come on, folks.
Right.
During the 30s and 40s.
Stability.
Stability.
The bank.
Yeah. And you notice the banks that were built during the 30s, 40s, and the 50s. What did they look like? They were stone. They borrowed from Greek architecture or Roman architecture.
Pillars and all that?
It was stability. Everything about that spoke of one thing. It's as solid as a damn rock.
Yeah.
And most people have spent their entire lives believing that.
Right. It's a big shift for
it
somebody.
Is.
Like,
yeah, I'm telling
somebody
you.
Come on this radio show, listen to it. I heard this thing, and they listen. What in the hell are these guys talking about? Are they totally stoned or what?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Drug is the money. Money is the drug.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And that's what they have you hooked on. I mean, it is. James, you've nailed this thing. I mean, teetotally, 100%. That it is the perception. And that's that perception that people need to break.
Yes.
I mean, we got hundreds and hundreds of people listening to this program right now, and nobody's calling in. Now, why is that?
Well, that's because, from my humble opinion, it is because, one, they don't want to participate, admit, number one. Two, they may be a little bit radio shy. And three, they know exactly what I'm saying, and they feel like they're guilty as soon as they've called. This is what happens. Of all the inquiries I've spoken to, not just from here, but from anywhere, people like to apologize to me about why they're in credit card debt. Like, I am here to punish them or tell them how much of a loser they are because they have 80 grand or 100 and whatever. And that's the furthest from the truth, but that's not what I'm really transmitting. What I'm transmitting is that, why would you apologize? What triggers you to call me up looking for help and apologize to me because of your issue? You don't need to explain it to me.
Yeah.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
I'm on your side, okay? You don't have to call up and say, well, I did this, and then this didn't happen, and it wasn't my fault, and then I got an accident, and then, I'm like, no. Part of this whole thing is it's been designed for you. You didn't have a choice. You were presuming that by the time you got to this point in your life that these were free will choices, but you were lied to. And you were in a system that's designed to do this to you.
Well, and
program.
Yeah, and it was packaged just for you to simply sit down and drive the thing. You know, folks,
yeah.
I mean, you may not be a mechanical engineer. You may not be a mechanic. You may not be a painter or a metal worker. But that doesn't stop you from buying and operating a car, does it? Now, you may not, if the engine blows up or the transmission gives out or whatever, a major repair, could you repair the thing yourself? No. It's a conveyance and a connivance that has been presented to you in a package, and all you're told is, hey, just sit down in the driver's seat, turn the key, put it in gear, and mash on the gas. And there you
right.
go. That is the way the credit system has been designed.
And it's been designed to affect your relationships, too. Specifically affect your relationships, marriages. There's actually a show on A&E. I forgot the title of it that they're showing. There's a guy going in there and kind of doing the Dave Ramsey move. I'm like, you need to budget this and do this, and why are you doing this, and cut the slack here, and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people, their relationships are completely strained. That nobody knows who's trusting who. Everybody's blaming each other for spending this, whatever, because they have no idea what type of – that it was designed to pull you apart. It is designed to cause you to work harder for them, the bankers, period.
To keep living the American illusion / dream.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, I mean, there you are mowing your grass, and the guy next door just bought a brand new sit-down John Deere with all the attachments and accoutrements. And
you can get that for $100 down and payments for the rest of your life.
And why shouldn't you? Why should you be out there slaving
yeah.
with that old push mower? I mean, come on. Your neighbor,
right, exactly.
your neighbor's doing it, right?
Right,
well,
exactly.
Do you remember the commercial? And they're playing this less and less. Every once in a while, I'll see it. And it's about the guy that's sitting on that lawnmower, and he's mowing his grass, and he's got this smile plastered on his face, and he says, he admits that I'm in debt, and I'm out of control, and I don't know what to do.
Right. Right.
But there he is. I mean, take a
snapshot.
Yeah. Take a snapshot of this guy when you're rolling down the street, hang a camera out of the car, and take a snapshot. He's on his riding lawnmower, and he's smiling.
Yeah, they're doing the most dangerous thing of all through that commercial and programming happiness. And their design of what happiness and prosperity is, which it doesn't exist. It merely exists as an idea that you're going toward while going further into debt.
Yeah.
And now, no yeah. banker, no commercial company, and they're never going to tell you this, ever. They certainly won't let me get in a room and talk about it because I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And all of you that are listening, because I get emails from you guys, and I see that in some of the texts that you're getting permission to write by your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you do this? Will you refer my son to this? Like, by you just explaining it and listening to this show, you should be able to tell them. But you know, for some reason, that they won't believe you. It's very bizarre, the behavior that happens around the whole thing.
It is. And gosh, over the last 15 years, I've ran into so many circumstances like that, just not involving money. It's people's preconceived notions and what they have locked into their brain as being normal. And,
right.
and let me tell you something, folks. If you're in a loony bin long enough, you're going to look around you and you're going to say, you know what, my situation is normal here. It's when the inmates start taking over the asylum that you really have to worry.
Right, exactly.
Phil Inman from The Guardian, and he's being very cautious here, but he does say the extent of the credit crunch is far more reaching than many experts predicted, according to a series of reports yesterday, highlighting the squeeze on banks on both sides of the Atlantic. Well, both sides of the pond. British banks were predicted to suffer well into next year from the credit crisis, according to one report, and can expect to be punished by investors for stagnating or, in some cases, falling profits. Now, it makes me bleed. I mean, I just... I just roll on the floor and cry when I read about bankers making less profit. I mean,
yeah.
In the U.S., further analysis of the subprime mortgage crisis showed the extent of bad debts could reach. Now, this is where they're being very, very, very conservative. They're saying $250 billion, leaving many banks nursing much larger losses, I'll get it out, than expected. A report by Credit Suisse, which carries extra authority after analysis of the Swiss bank, were some of the first to warn of problems at Northern Rock, said Royal Bank of Scotland's takeover of ABN, that's AMRO, posed serious risk and compounded concerns that the whole sector was in a rocky ride. The implications for banks were widely regarded to be grim and that a decade of hectic growth was coming to an end. I would say that it's coming to an end because, folks, what you're actually witnessing here is the shelf life, the end of the life of fractionalized reserve banking and credit application, I guess you could say, because you have to apply for those credit cards. You're the one that walked into the spider's web. And, yep. as I said before, James, as long as you could make that payment, hey, no problem at all. As long as you could still make your mortgage payment, your car payment, your credit card payments, hey, no problem at all.
You can play outside with all the toys.
That's right. You know, you can ride your lawnmower and smile. Or is that gas? But at any rate, you know, you can live that life, you can live that illusion until a few little things start to fall out of that picture, such as rising inflation, job losses, things of that nature. And when and this has forced the banks and the credit card companies to actually pull back their ambitions to, well, to make you a happier person by giving you more stuff than you could possibly ever need. And there is where their downfall is coming. In as much that that's the downfall of the banking system, but it is also their savior as well. As mm-hmm. long as they can keep loaning money out there and charging you interest, or you signing on the dotted line and creating that money out of thin air, you didn't create anything, folks. As long as they could keep that going, that was no problem at all. Well, there's a credit crunch now. Banks aren't loaning people money. As I said, Horton, one of the biggest home builders in the nation, 50% of their contracts got canceled. 50%.
Ooh.
Now imagine having a business, James, that 50% of your customers have told you that they're not going to be doing business with you anymore.
Yeah, you're done.
Well, you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to, before the books start to really show something really negative, you're going to try to sell that business at a good price and get out from under it because you just realized something. You're not going to be in business too long.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is starting to happen in the banking industry. The only thing that kept this thing flowing was the people's faith in that system. Now, mm-hmm. forget the realities of the system. As long as the illusion was still rolling, everybody was still making money. People were still making purchases. People were still mortgaging their futures. And everything was just hunky-dory. But now, the banks themselves are pulling that credit back. They have to. They have to because they're in up over their ears, and there's no way to recover that. And I saw an interesting program this morning, and it was on Bloomberg Television, I think it was. And they actually had a guy up there that was halfway telling the truth.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you tape that?
No, I don't have TiVo, and I don't know how to help to work the thing, but I'll figure it out one of these days. But at any rate, he was pretty much spelling it straight, and he wasn't putting it in terms like we would put in absolute. Here's what the deal is. It was kind of one of those things, and it was fascinating to watch because what they were trying to do is in as much warn the people out there that there might be a few problems here. The worst thing you can do in life is stand there and grin and tell everybody there's nothing wrong. Because once the people find out that something's wrong and you didn't tell them about it, well, then you're the bad guy. So as a self-saving measure, they're kind of interspersing the financial news with a few negatives here and there.
Right.
Remember what I said about marking out in different colors on reports?
Yeah.
Okay, red's an absolute no-no. Black is neutral. Green is good. But based on your knowledge, start marking that stuff on and reports that you're reading or whatever, and then stand back and take a look at it. If there's more red than green on there, there's a problem. There definitely is a problem. So at any rate, I am looking forward, and I want everybody out there to say a little prayer for us, because I'll tell you what, if we can pull this thing off, James, it is going to be life-saving for a lot of people out there, because they still don't know how it works. They still don't know about the proverbial sword of Damocles that's swinging over their little scrawny necks right now.
Right.
They don't understand what it's going to take for these people just to be totally gone.
Well, change, people change for either it's because there's major pain, they're forced to change, or they change by physical interruption of their body. In other words, they have an injury, then it changes them. But most people, I think, that I speak to over the phone or that have come through this broadcast or I meet, the pain isn't enough yet for them to really think it's a serious problem. Right when the pain does seem to be like a lot, their creditors go, oh, now you got $20,000 you can spend on this card. Oh, I don't have a problem now.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Everything's fine.
Not at all.
It's okay.
I got a line of credit I can still tap into.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll be right back.
from our printer, Mr. Martinez. I just got the cards that you'll be receiving.
Great.
Here. Great looking cards, too. You're going to love these things. All right. Need to call James Martinez because you're stupid. How did that get on there? No, I'm just joking. Right. Why you need to call this guy, you idiot? No. In my humor, I should not be as hard on people, but at any rate, James.
I'm totally compassionate with it. I don't want anybody to think that I'm not on their side, because I actually am, because I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been in the position they're in.
Been there,
probably
done that.
Worse. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we've got people that want to do an educational thing throughout universities. They've got two things going on at university level. The recruiters are still there, and they're trying to throw them off. And of course, they got recruiters to be a good debt slave, and they got the recruiters for credit card companies out there giving away free T-shirts and frisbees and little whatnots. Here, you want a T-shirt? You want a frisbee? Hey, just sign up for this card. Ah, right. Boy. And that's.
And you go, well, no, we're only going to do it for $500. For now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to go up and up, and you'll spend more, and you'll spend. Now, that's the whole plan.
And
get you in.
And don't you just want that? No, you can't use it.
What if you have an emergency? What if you're out somewhere?
You
don't have any money. What if, in your head? That's what they're going to spin on you.
That's right. That's exactly what they do. Well, in case of an emergency, what are you going to do? Say,
what do you got to rent a car? Yeah. You need a plane ticket.
Or
you need the Gucci shoes.
Or you got
to go to a party.
Or you
got to
replace your tires on your car. You know,
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they offer you the easy credit.
Right.
And that's what gets you hooked. Well, there are people that are hell-bent, and this is their mission, to go in at university level all across this country and start teaching these kids with the help of academia. Now, I might add, this is not going to be showing up a little protest signs or showing up a little petition on campus. No, we're going to go into the brain trust of the universities and say, hey, look, you got a problem here, and we're going to be here to help you. This is supposed to be an educational facility. Okay, we're going to do some education. And once the brain trust, once the profs get on board on this deal, well, then it's lights out for the credit card company, because they've never done this before. They waited to post-puberty sometime, you know, someplace in your life where you're an adult in training and you turn to an adult, then they come after you. They're not even waiting for that now.
Right.
They're in there recruiting hard and heavy to pull our nation's flour into the mill, okay? Mm-hmm. So there are people that are going to be doing this as well. This is going to be a major exercise in education for a lot of people. And so far, the net results of this education program have been nothing less than astounding.
Right.
So, folks, you're on board with a new wave. It's called the truth. Well, let's call ourselves truth in lending people.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you the truth about when people want to stand there and loan you money. We're going to tell you the obvious downsides of that. At any rate, James, there's people with tons of credit card debt out there, and they're... Well, they may not be dying to talk to you. They're still contemplating even making that call. But
right.
give them that information.
They can call me at 1-877-331-0626, or they can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
There you go. And, James, I will see you tomorrow, sir.
Okie doke.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
See you then, folks.